Now, it's not often we can say never before seen in Ireland, because in fairness, as you know, we get to see most things. But Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, live in concert to film with the OTE Concert Orchestra, is happening on the 8th of December, yes. But as an extra addition, we have Catherine O'Hara, we have Ken Page, and probably most important of all in terms of music, we've Danny Elfman, all performing on stage and awaiting me at the end of a line. Danny, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very well. You're on the west coast of America, so I suppose we'll have the old delay. Even with all the great technology, we still have a delay to deal with. So that's not a lot we can do about that.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I have to say to you is we're very excited about you coming to Ireland, so that's the first thing we want to say to you. And have you been to Ireland before, Danny?
I have, yes. I've travelled there, and it's been many years, though, and I'm very much looking forward to returning.
Good for you. I don't think there's many Elfmans in Ireland, as far as I can gather.
Well, probably not.
Probably not. Probably not.
There's not many Elfmans anywhere, as best I can figure.
Yes, it's a very, very rare name. Well, look, let's talk about this show, because we're very excited for it. And the concept, of course, is all about Jack Skellington and his delighted to be the pumpkin king, but it's not enough. He wants to take over Christmas. That's the whole story.
And it creates a bit of a problem, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and that's the thing.
Yeah, without that problem, there wouldn't be a story. So, hence, here we are.
And from your point of view, the idea of performing on stage, you see, I think about the composer, I think about all the wonderful music you've written over the years, but your background is playing in a band, so you clearly love the idea of being on stage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny because when I left being in a band way back in 95, I figured, okay, that's it for me performing. I'm a composer. It's fine. And it didn't really bother me, but I suppose I did miss it. And then when the idea came about me singing Jack Skellington live on stage, at first I was like, oh, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. But I tried it once in London, and I said, this is actually pretty fun.
But you see, I suppose when you think back to what you started out with, I mean, it was punky music and all the rest of it. So when you started out with music like that, you knew exactly what you wanted to do, and then suddenly found yourself as this in-demand composer with great success each time, thank God.
Well, my life has been full of strange surprises. It's been kind of one strange surprise accident after another. So I guess you could say my entire career is a series of accidents.
Happy accidents.
Yes, happy accidents.
When we think about the music, oh yeah, before we do anything else, I was thinking what we would play, seeing as it's going to be yourself, not only you, but also Catherine O'Hara and Ken Page. I thought we'd play Kidnap the Sandy Claus. I thought that might be a good one to play.
Oh, great.
Yeah, let's put that one out. There it is.
Kidnap Mr. Sandy Claus?
I want to do it.
Let's draw straws.
Jack said we should work together.
Three of a kind.
Birds of a feather, now and forever.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Kidnap the Santa Claus, lock him up real tight. Throw away the key and then turn off all the lights.
First we're going to set some bait inside a nasty trap and wait. When he comes sniffing, we will snap the trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a better plan to catch this big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a boiling pot, and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Kidnap the Santa Claus, throw him in a box. Bury him for 90 years, then see if he talks.
Then Mr. Oogie Boogie Man can take the whole thing over then.
You'll be so pleased, I do declare.
Then he will cook him rare.
That we take a cannon, aim it at his door, and then
knock three times, and when he answers, Sandy Claus will be no more.
You're so stupid. Think now, if we blow him up to smithereens, we may lose some pieces, and then Jack will beat us black and green.
Kidnap the Sandy Claus, tie him in a bag, throw him in the ocean, then see if he is sad. Because Mr. Oogie Boogie is the meanest guy around. If I were on his boogie list, I'd get out.
Please, by our success. That he'll reward us too, I'll bet. Perhaps he'll make his special brew. We're saving spiders' food.
He's the little henchman, and we take our job with pride. We do our best to please him and stay on his good side. I wish my cohorts weren't so dumb.
I'm not the dumb one. You're no fun.
Shut up!
Make me.
I've got something. Listen now. This one is real good. You'll see. We'll send a present to his door. Upon there'll be a note to read. Now in the box, we'll wait and hide until his curiosity
entices him to look inside, and then we'll have him 1, 2, 3.
Beat up the Santa Claus, beat him with a stick. Lock him up for 90 years, see what makes him tick.
There it is. That's Kidnap the Sandy Claus with Danny Elfman, of course, is on the line, and Catherine O'Hara and Ken Page. Putting this together as a show, you have a very, very impressive founding director of the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra who's going to be conducting, haven't you?
Well, yes. Mr. Marchari, Maestro Marchari,
yes.
You call him.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Yes.
He's really a master at synchronizing music and film. He's really better at it than anybody I've ever met because, you know, those years, he spent 10 years at the Hollywood Bowl as their director and did a lot of synchronized shows before anybody was really doing that stuff.
Really?
So it really became kind of a second nature for him in terms of synchronizing with picture. So he's so good at it that one night at the Hollywood Bowl, all the input, all the video went out, so we had nothing to follow, because he's, you know, we're all looking at the video and trying to follow beats and counting and beats. It's difficult technically, the show. And I was asking him, I had to sneak out and sneak back on stage and ask him, should I stop the show? And he goes, no, keep it going. And about 2 minutes later, the video comes back on, and I swear he hadn't lost a beat.
You're joking.
And we just kept going, and he kind of gave me a grin from the podium because he's like, how do you like that?
Look at that. Yeah, that's a hill of beats. Well, but what I find fascinating is we have a number of great conductors in this city of ours, in this country of ours, who have gone down this road and have taken the concept, that concept of having the movie on stage, showing the film, and then having a live orchestra in front of them. And it's interesting that Maestro Marchari is the man who really kind of instigated a lot of this back in the day.
Yeah, he really did, because they started trying live synchronous stuff, you know, quite a few years ago, and we started it about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And although they were doing synchronized music to film already, no one really has done anything quite as elaborate as a 10-song musical, all live, all the songs live. In fact, we really thought, my first reaction is, this is impossible, but you'll find out soon enough. And it is, with a bit of luck, actually possible, and we intend to make it possible.
Yeah, well, it's working so far. Listen, I must ask you about the process of how you score films and all that, because we think about the music that you have done, be it Men in Black or 50 Shades or Alice in Wonderland, which is one of my great favourites, and all your work with Tim Burton. How do you get around the process? How do you decide what way you're going to do it? Is it the music first? Is it the movie first? Does somebody hand you a script? How do you do your work, sir?
Generally speaking, I see the movie first. Now, I mean, on occasion, somebody will hand me a script and I'll write some stuff, but I tend to really get inspired simply by looking at pictures.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I won't say it's that simple, because it's not simple, but ultimately, for those of us who are film composers, you put moving pictures in front of us, we're going to hear music in our heads.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's the one thing we all kind of share in common.
It's funny. I went to see The Irishman yesterday.
You're lucky. I'm dying to see that.
Oh, you haven't seen it? It's phenomenal for obvious reasons. Between Martin Scorsese, Joe Pesci, and Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, Robbie Robertson did the music, and the music is very low key, which I thought was interesting, because I think about your work, I think about people like Ennio Morricone and Jerry Goldsmith and all these guys, and the music is so there, and in so many.
On the other hand, Scorsese, you know, he really made almost a career out of score of doing movies without scores, with songs, you
know? Yes, exactly.
When I think of Goodfellas, because I was just seeing that last week, it's just a reminder of how he really didn't even need a score.
No.
To do a rollicking good movie. And so I can't wait to hear what Robbie has done. I've been a big fan of his for a long time. But the movie hasn't opened here yet, so I have to wait.
How is that possible that we have it before you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to call the governor.
Well, don't bother, because we're thrilled, quite frankly. And and now I can't wait. I'll tell you how good it is. Can't wait to see it on Netflix now, which tells you how good it was last night. Listen, I want to hear you sing, Mr. Danny Elfman. Here's Watch This from Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas.
There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around, hearing story, roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile on everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be I got my wish? What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely the sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh, I want it, oh, I want it for my own. I've got to know, it is this place that I have found. What is this?
Christmas Town?
Danny Elfman singing What's This. Danny, I have to say, your relationship with Tim Burton is a very long-standing collaboration, isn't it? And friendship, I presume.
Yeah, I guess close to 35 years now.
Wow.
I know, 34 years. It's crazy, you know. I used to be in a band, as you said, and he used to come to my shows. And for some reason, he had the idea that I could score films. Now, I have to say, when he came to me with that thought on Pee Wee's Big Adventure, I thought he was crazy. And I told him so.
Right, but he didn't listen.
He didn't listen. Damn him. He just didn't listen.
But what was it that he saw, I wonder? Because your influence, from what I can see, is a lot of English music. People like Madness and the Specials and people like XTC and all these guys. That was...
Oh, yeah. That's what got me. You know, I had a career in, like, kind of strange musical theater for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with the music of the 1930s, Duke Ellington and all that. And
yeah, you studied all this music.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to any contemporary music. And then it was the end of the 70s, and I heard right at the same period of time music from the Specials and Selector
yes.
and Madness. And I just said, oh, I want to start a band right now. And I did.
And you called it Oingo Boingo.
I did.
And does that link us in nicely to Oogie Boogie's song, do you think?
I wish I could say it did, but it's just there is kind of I never thought about that before, but I didn't come up with the name Oogie Boogie.
No?
No, that was Tim's.
Ah, that's a pity. Still, at least you have the song.
Yes.
Sure.
But that's it's an interesting point. Oogie Boogie, Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, I just thought, I felt a link coming on. Anyway, here it is.
Claws, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared. So you're the one everybody's talking about. You're joking. I can't believe my eyes. You're joking me. You gotta be. This can't be the right guy. He's ancient. He's ugly. I don't know which is worse. I might just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, 'cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you aren't shaking, there's something very wrong, 'cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. And I've nothing much to do. I might just cook a special batch of snake and spider stew. And don't you know the one thing that would make it work so nice? A roly-poly Santa Claus to add a little spice.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm the Oogie Boogie Man.
Release me now, or you must face the dire consequences. The children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
Ah, you're joking! You're joking! I can't believe my ears! Would someone shot this fella? I'm drowning in my tears. It's funny! I'm laughing! You really are too much. And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm
going to
do the best I can. More fun, I must confess, with lives on the line. Not mine, of course, but yours, oh boy. Now let it be just fine.
Release me fast, or you will have to answer for this heinous act.
Oh, brother, you're something. You put me in a spin. You aren't comprehending the position that you're in. It's hopeless. You're finished. You haven't got a prayer. 'Cause I'm Mr. Oogie Boogie, and you ain't going nowhere.
Now, I'm chatting with Danny Elfman, the Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. Talk to us a little bit, Danny, about how it's going to be on stage, how the whole thing is going to work, because it's concert to film is what they call it, live.
Yeah, we'll be screening the film on a big screen, and the entire orchestra and myself and a group of singers, there's five singers who are going to be singing all the character voices, along with, you know, Catherine and Ken singing their featured numbers, and we're all going to sing live to the picture. So as the songs are happening on screen, we'll be performing them live as best we can in sync with the picture.
And are you traveling the world with this, or is it just a very select number of dates?
Yeah, it's very select. You know, I've performed this in Los Angeles and Tokyo, and we really haven't done it that many times. It's difficult to do. And so this is really like the first time traveling over there with this show.
Oh, right. All right. Well, it's going to be very special. Listen, I have a couple of things to ask you just before I let you go, if you don't mind. The first thing is, I have to say, I still think that the music you did for Desperate Housewives was one of the best themes ever. We often get asked just to play it on the radio show. It's just a gorgeous piece of music.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Not at all.
I don't know what to...
Well, just, no, you did the right thing. You just said thank you. That's all that's necessary. Because I think about Men in Black and Batman and all those great themes that you did. There's something about that music for Desperate Housewives. You hear it and you're immediately, I don't know, I just feel immediately I'm looking at Eva Longoria. I don't know what it is, but the music does that for me.
Well, I'm flattered. Thank you.
And the other thing I have to ask you about, which I couldn't quite figure, maybe you can explain, are you still a cynicologist or is that a joke?
A what?
A cynicologist.
A cynicologist?
Cynicologist. Somebody said to me...
I don't know what
that
is.
Neither do I, but somebody said that you are, and I said it's that you like a simple life. I doubt it. I think you like a full and varied life. Would I be more correct in that?
Well, my life is pretty insane. if this is a simple life, I don't know what a complicated one looks like.
But it's certainly a very full one and a very productive one. And by golly, is it successful. Danny, thank you so much for talking to us. It's been great fun.
You're very welcome. I look forward to getting out there and seeing you soon.
Absolutely. And thank you and Godspeed you. And we'll see you in Dublin on the 8th of December. God bless. And I suppose I should say Merry Christmas to you now.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you and Happy Halloween.
Good man. Take care. That's Danny Elfman there talking to us from the West Coast of America. So it's Danny Elfman, Catherine O'Hara and Ken Page. Never before on a stage in Ireland. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, live in concert and to film with the RTE Concert Orchestra. And this is the finale. It's just music, so you're safe. This is the finale from Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. And by the way, it's the board, gosh, just in case you're checking, on the 8th of December.
What's this?
What's this?
I haven't got a clue.
What's this?
Why, it's completely new.